VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands gathered early on Tuesday to hold a vigil for the one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquakes that hit southeastern Turkey and Syria, as some protested what they called government negligence in the aftermath. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
It's been 1 year since a deadly 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 50,000 people in Turkey, some 5,900 in Syria, and left millions homeless. Early on the morning of the anniversary, 10,000 people gathered to hold a vigil in Hatay province, Turkey's worst hit. Local authorities were booed during speeches as calls for the government to resign rang out. Residents believe many died not because buildings collapsed, but from waiting for so long trapped in the rubble and the cold.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The Palestinian militant group Hamas said on Tuesday it had delivered its response to a proposed ceasefire deal for Gaza, and the United States said it believed an agreement was possible. Details of U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas's response were not immediately revealed, but Qatar, which helped mediate the proposals that was passed on to Hamas last week and would also involve the release of hostages held in Gaza, said the reply had made Doha optimistic. Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said on Tuesday 31 of the remaining hostages held in Gaza were pronounced dead. He said, "We have informed 31 families that their captured loved ones are no longer among the living and that we have pronounced them dead." This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is challenging Congress